delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
542 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson in Springfield attending the Illinois News Broadcasters Association Convention, which starts tonight and runs through Sunday. Someone who's been around this organization perhaps as long as anybody, and I mean that in the nicest possible way, is H. Wayne Wilson. You may know him, though, from his work on WTVP Channel 47, the public television station in Peoria. If anything else, you might at least see him in a tuxedo once a year during the Channel 47 auction, if nothing else. But he does a lot of good news and journalism work for Channel 47, so I'm glad to have a few minutes of his time tonight. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Will. And just for the record, 1973 is when I joined the Illinois News Broadcasters Association.
I would hate to tell you that I wasn't exactly even a gleam in my parents' eyes by then, but I think that shows how important this organization has been to you and should be to other news broadcasters.
It has a long history. It started in 1955, a meeting at the Leland, what was then called the Leland Hotel in downtown Springfield. And we've built up over the years. We have representatives all over the state, and they come back from other cities after they've left. Steve Scott is here from New York City. He used to be at WLS in Chicago. And Jim Paul is here. He used to be with Associated Press. A lot of people come to the convention.
And there's actually some perhaps small, albeit maybe somewhat small, Galesburg-type connection to this organization in that at least one of my former predecessors as news director at WGIL once ran the organization.
Yes, that's right. And you're talking about Ann Anderson?
Then I'm thinking more than one, but yeah, Ann Anderson for sure.
Ann Anderson was from WGIL and then went to WCIA-TV in Champaign. She was the first female president, 1978. She is now in Turkmenistan, where her husband is ambassador.
I know she came up in a discussion we had at one point last year, or within the last year on the occasion of we've been on the air for 80 years now, but I forgotten what foreign country she decided to escape us and go to.
She and her husband have worked in Mexico, in India, in Moscow, and now they're in Ashgabat, Turkmenistan.
The other name I was thinking of was Dave Loring, maybe? Is that right?
Dave Loring. Dave Loring was president in about 1964, and there was actually Dave, when he was the news director at WGIL, actually went to court over a judge's order to put gag on all the witnesses, a gag order on all the witnesses. And that was, that was 60 years ago that case took place.
See, this is the wealth of knowledge that H. Wayne Wilson has about this organization, and in part because I know he's still the organization's resource manager. So who better to manage the resources than you, clearly?
I hold several different positions, all of them highly paid. Resource manager, I am the president of the INBA Foundation, which gives scholarships out to college students. I am membership director, and I carry a couple of other titles, but there's no sense in going through a long list.
I joke that my title at WGIL is Senior Vice President of Other Duties as Assigned. I think that might actually work for you, too, here.
You got a promotion?
Well, you know, we'll call it that. Let's talk about, you've been at WTVP for a long time now, or been involved with them for a long time.
I've been involved with them since the 70s when I was volunteering, because I had worked at WMBD and then WCBU and then WHOI. Can't keep a job.
No, I can't keep a job, but that's another discussion.
So I left WHOI-TV in 1988 and went freelance. And at that time, I asked if I could do talk shows and documentaries on Channel 47, and they agreed to do that on a freelance basis. So I just entered my 31st season of hosting the At Issue talk show, and then we've done more than 60 documentaries.
That's At Issue first has I think, become kind of appointment viewing for people who really want to know anything about what's going on anywhere around the region.
One of the reasons I left commercial television, commercial television is important, But I wanted to do more in-depth reporting. And I have a half hour at Channel 47, and I decide what is going to
I don't want to explain what just happened, so go on, Age.
Well, we're getting our photo taken by the Vice President, Nora Baldner, who's a professor at Quincy University. And what I did when in 1988 when I came over to Channel 47, I said, I don't want you to tell me what to do. And they actually agreed to that. And I've really, it's been a wonderful relationship. And I can only remember one time that they asked me to do a particular show. Other than that, I filled the half hour. We have Darren LaHood and Junius Rodriguez coming up. That's not in your district. You're the 17th district. But in the 18th district, those two are going to be on in October. And we just had Todd Thompson, who's the city manager for Galesburg, on. We were talking about pension issues. We had his counterpart in Peoria and Normal on the show talking about how pensions are putting a squeeze on city budgets.
Yeah, we've talked about that some here as well, and Todd speaks about that pretty detailed at city council meetings. When you get into an issue like pensions, which, you know, can frankly make my head spin from time to time, is it hard to kind of break that down or make it easy to understand for a viewer or a listener?
One of the advantages I have is I have a half hour, and I do a lot of prep beforehand. So when Todd and Pam, who is the counterpart in Normal, and then in Peoria, it's Patrick Urich, when the three of them sit down, I kind of have the right questions to ask so they can explain it. For instance, in Peoria, 85% of all property taxes collected each year go to pay for pensions. And pensions are increasing at 8% a year. The pension benefits that the city pays increasing at 8%, while the cost of living is 2%. And further, the state sets the benefit levels. The municipalities pay for it. So it's kind of a thing. It's an unfunded mandate.
I recall here in Springfield that 100% of the city's the city portion of the property tax bill goes mostly to police and fire pensions.
That Todd indicated it was just about 100%, and Peoria is going to be pushing that in the next couple of years. That's correct.
And and I'm glad you mentioned all of that, because you've spent a good amount of time, and I think to the benefit of folks in Galesburg, to, you know, explaining and discussing some of Galesburg's issues from time to time.
Mayor Pritchard has been on several times, and the administration over in Galesburg has been very good about coming over to the studios because they have to come to the studios to tape the show. But we've talked about a myriad of issues. The mayor came on when the water issue and the lead pipes came about. I called up the mayor, and I said, Mayor, I want to talk about lead pipes and water. And he said, you bet.
He sometimes says you bet to me, too, but usually he has this look on his face when he does it. But that's another discussion. I'm short on time, but you mentioned you've done a lot of documentaries, and there have been some really amazing ones that have aired on Channel 47 in recent months.
We just finished one that aired in July. It was the sinking of the Columbia, 87 lives lost. It was the 100th anniversary, July 5th in 1918. The Columbia sank down near Pekin, Illinois. It is the worst maritime disaster on the Illinois River in history. Coming up October 25th and November 1st, we have back-to-back documentaries on the problems of the Illinois River. The first one is about the problem with sedimentation and some possible solutions. And the second one on November 1st is going to be about the environmental issues surrounding the Illinois River.
And while that may not seem all that appealing to somebody in Galesburg, those are very serious issues that very well, especially given, let's say, the city of Galesburg's water supply comes from the Mississippi River. Those are things that, you know, we should probably all be thinking about.
Part of Knox County is in the watershed for the Illinois River. So you have to keep that in mind, that the Illinois River impacts a 240-square-mile area just here. So that we have a lot of issues that affect the Illinois River by tributaries, by bluff erosion, by agriculture. As a matter of fact, in the documentary, a Mercer County farmer by the name of Jeff Kerwin is going to be on the show, because he's been very aggressive in trying to do environmentally friendly farming techniques.
Is it difficult for you to kind of transition from interviewing people in the format of an ad issue to kind of producing and researching and all the work that goes into doing some of these documentaries you've done?
I've been doing it long enough that I can switch hats fairly quickly, but documentaries are very intense, very intense. And talk shows, while I do a lot of research for them, it's like cramming for a test. In college, the night before, you crammed really hard, and then 2 days later, you forgot what you learned.
Yeah, that happens to me. It's kind of starting to happen to me now, as a matter of fact. But, in fact, maybe in the course of this interview. I'm kidding, of course. And I'm actually out of time. When do those next documentaries air again?
8 p.m. on Thursday. I believe it's October 25, and 8 p.m. on Thursday, November 1.
And that issue airs typically, well, it airs 100 times a week, it seems, but it premieres every week on.
That issue premieres on Thursday nights at 8:30 on Channel 47, your PBS affiliate for Galesburg.
You are so shameless. And I'm glad you said that, though, H, because Channel 47 is the last Peoria television station still on Comcast cable in Galesburg. One of the other commercial stations magically disappeared, and that kind of breaks my heart a little.
We want to make sure to say thank you to all the Galesburg viewers, because there's been good support from Knox County, and we appreciate it, and we continue to try to have people like Todd Thompson and John Pritchard on the program, because we pay attention to what's happening in Galesburg.
A month ago or so, I interviewed Julie Sanders on the occasion of Channel 47's 47th anniversary, and we both confessed to being regional presidents of the H. Wayne Wilson fan club.
I'll have to talk to Julie about that.
Well, you know, Julie's all right. She knows what she's talking about.
Well, I'm going to start the Will Stevenson fan club.
Yeah, well, good luck getting members. H. Wayne Wilson with WTVP and the Illinois News Broadcasters Association and all kinds of things. Thanks again so much for your time.
Real quickly, I am the president of the INBA Foundation. If anyone would like to contribute to the INBA Foundation to help scholarships for kids, contact me.
The shameless plug of commercial that you gained in commercial television has not left you, sir. But then again, you also occasionally have to shill for money on Channel 47, right?
It hasn't left the blood, has it?
No, it never will. H, thank you so much.